Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making no moves.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say,
I just wanna hear you.
No, it should be still going. Sound like it cut down low.
Yeah, I'm trying to turn it down. Sound like it shut it down. Okay. Okay, here
it comes. Yeah, it's real low. It's up, man.
Daniel? Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me
better, Mom?
Yeah, I can hear now. I'm hearing noise right now. But it was, the noise was louder than you.
Okay. Righty. Well, while we wait, I'll read out of Genesis. Give people a couple more minutes. We're going to start in Genesis 14, where Abraham rescues Lot. At this time, Amphorel, king of Shinar, Ario, king of Elazar, oh man, I'm going to have a good time, Kedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of Goyim, went to war against Bera, king of Sodom, Bersha, king of Gomorrah, Shinab, king of Adma, Shimaber, king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, that is Zoar. All of these latter kings joined forces in the valley of Siddim, the Salt Sea. For 12 years, they had been subject to Kedorlaomer, but in the 13th year, they rebelled. In the 14th year, Kedorlaomer and the kings allied with him went out and defeated the Raphites in Ashtaroth. Oh, God. Karnim and the Zuzites in Ham. The Emites in Shavid, Kiriathaim. in Naharaim in the hill country of Seir, as far as El Paran near the desert. Then they turned back and went to En Mizpah, this is Kadesh, and they conquered the whole territory of the Amalekites, as well as the Amorites, who were living in Hazazon Tamar. Then the king of Sodom, the king of Gomorrah, the king of Admah, and the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, that is Zoar, marched out and drew up their battle lines in the valley of Siddim against Kedorlaomer, king of Elam, Tidal, king of Goim, Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Ariah, king of Elasar. Four kings against five. Now, the valley of Siddim was full of tar pits, and when the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled, some of the men fell into them, and the rest fled to the hills. The four kings seized all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their food. Then they went away. They also carried off Abram's nephew, Lot, and his possessions, since he was living in Sodom. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. We have any new callers, so we're going to go ahead and proceed with the program, and I will turn it over to Loretta to start us off.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. Today is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
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 Heavenly Father, we ask that you give us the ear to hear your words being shared tonight. Tonight we have an open session, and I pray that you all brought some good news to share. The next will be reading from Matthew 19:26. Angela?
Okay. If you guys would just follow me. Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible.
With man, this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
But with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Amen.
Loretta, you doing the opening prayer?
Okay, now if everyone would please bow their head for the opening prayer and the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter into your courts with praises. Mm-hmm. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and for your patience. We thank you for allowing us to have fellowship with each other. Although we are in different states, we ask, we are glad that we are able to still share your words together. We ask that you remove anything and everything away from our prayer service that is not of you and send them back to the place where they belong, to the pits of hell. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask for your protection from all evil spirits that try to come against us. Fill us with the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to move in us, with us, and through us, in Jesus' name. Apply the blood of Jesus over each and every one of us, from the top of our head to the sole of our feet, for there is power in the blood. May there be something shared that will help us through our busy week. God bless us. God bless America and other nations. Let us hear your voice in Jesus' name. Let everyone say amen.
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 Alrighty. Well, as Loretta stated, this is an open session, so what we're going to do is just go around table, and if you do not have anything to share, just say pass. Let's start off with Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm going to read part of Psalm 49.
Okay.
It says, hear this, all you people. Listen, all who live in this world, both low and high, rich and poor alike. My mouth will speak word of wisdom, and uttering from my heart will give understanding. I will turn my ear to a proverb. With the harp I would expound my riddle. Why should I fear when evil days come, when wicked deceits surround me? Those who trust in their wealth and boast of their great riches, no man can redeem the life of another or give to God a ransom for him. The ransom for a life is costly. No payment is ever enough. Amen.
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 Righty. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Next on my list, Reverend Alice, would you like to say?
Ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, from Psalms 100.
Amen.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye not the Lord, he is God. He is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his court with praises. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and will then do it to all generations. Amen.
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 Amen. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend Allen. Okay, how about you, Loretta?
Yes, I will share a reading out of the Red Prayer Book. Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
It goes on to say, I am thankful for so many things. I am thankful that your word is true and it is established in heaven, according to Matthew 24:35, and that your mercy endure forever, according to Psalms 118:1, that your grace is sufficient for us, according to 2 Corinthians 12:9, and for your angels and for your protection, according to Psalms 91, for your salvation, that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, according to Revelation 21:27, and that everyone in our households are saved, according to Acts 16:31. For your righteousness that is imparted to us, according to 1 Corinthians 5:21. I am thankful for your Holy Spirit, the inward voice, the inward witness, the candle of the Lord, according to Proverbs 20:27, that you sanctify us daily in your word, according to John 17:17. Thank you for your peace, which passes all understanding, according to Philippians 4:7. Thank you for every battle and every problem we face, knowing that the battle is an opportunity to cause our revelation knowledge parts to become one solid rock, that the gates of hell can't prevail against us. Each and every battle is an opportunity for us to take root so we can bear fruit. We know that the trying of our faith turns into patience, causing us to form into perfect men and women, wanting nothing. Thank you that we can ask you for whatever we will, And as long as we are connected to the vine, we have the petition we ask for. Thank you for your provision as you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. Thank you for divine prosperity. Thank you for your healing for the past, the present, and the future, as you are Jehovah Rapha. Thank you for divine health. Thank you for physical and spiritual hearing, seeing, feeling, smelling, and tasting. Thank you for your sun, the moon, the stars, the trees, the grass, the air, the water, the plants, the flowers, the animals, the mountains, and the valley, and all the other wonderful things you created for us, yet we so often take for granted. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Loretta. Alrighty. Daniel.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm reading. I ran across a book. I'm reading a book out of Michael D. Evans. And the title of the book is The Lord is My Shepherd, and I Shall Not Want.
Amen.
Amen.
And it got a piece, that referred to it in Ephesians 1. And it's 1:4-5 verses that they got in here. But I don't think I can read them all. Okay. Do you feel in this I'm reading the first page on it, and the title of it is I Shall Now Want a Father. Do you feel fatherless? Did you perhaps grow up without an earthly father? Or did you lack a close and meaningful relationship with your father? If so, I have a good word for you. You are God's children, God's child. I gave birth to you. The Bible says in Ephesians, verse 4 and 5, an instance that God was pregnant with you before the foundation of the earth. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Awesome. Thank you, Daniel. Okay, I will read out of Genesis 22:14, a passage by Dr. Willie James Jennings.
Amen.
It's titled Faith Acid Test, Trusting in God's Love. As Christians, we often confuse worldly confidence with the life of faith. Day after day, we live like we have faith in God. Yet our actions often show that we depend primarily upon our own ability. It's easy to confuse worldly confidence with the life of faith, since both require action on our part. Worldly confidence, however, means that we trust in our own strength to carry us through, whereas the life of faith requires that we trust in God. God called Abraham to perform the actions of faith on the mountain of Moriah. Paradoxically, God called Abraham to give up all his hopes and dreams for a future based on the very son God had given him. Why would God demand that Abraham sacrifice Isaac? The answer to this ancient question illumines the heart of faith. God demands that we give up trusting in the very things he gives us, our family, a future, plans, potential, and power. All things must be sacrificed on the altar so that we would learn that God alone is our source. But this is difficult for us to learn because we are builders and creators, always believing in our potential and ability to do things. Our abilities do not contradict our faith, but they often blind us to the truth that our faith teaches us. God is the source of our strength and hope. Trusting God acknowledges God's love in our lives. Abraham's trust in God allowed him to see God's faithfulness. But if we never trust God, we will never see the love of God for us. Our slave foreparents, in the midst of terrible pain and suffering, echoed his disbelief in their words and deeds. They believed that experiencing God's love was the gift that accompanied acts of faith. Faith-based actions will cause us to say again and again in the faith of our need, God alone will provide. God calls us to the mountain of sacrifice so that we would know the divine purpose for the redemption of the world. And there we also encounter God's loving promise never to forsake us. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hey, thank you. All right, Daddy of Honor.
Yes, ma'am.
You would like to say something tonight?
I sure do.
All righty.
Okay, we'll be reading. It ain't a tickle me. Hebrews 12:1-2. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with a great cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And as we run the race, we got to pull off all this malice, evil, and jealousy, and that all that we're weighing us down. We got to run this race with love. And if you've got anything outside of love, it's weighing us down heavily. Mm-hmm. And if we want to run the race lightly, we got to run with love. And in our faith journey, we must keep our eye focused on the finish line of our heavenly reward. There is a danger in looking back. On March 6, 1987, Emma Cogan, the high world record holder for running 1,500 meters, was running in the qualifying heat at the World Indoor Track Championship in Indianapolis. With 2.5 laps left, he was crippled. He fell back. He fell, but he got up. He got up and managed to catch the leader with only 20 yards left in the race. He was in third place, good enough to qualify for the final. He looked over his shoulder to the inside and seen no one. He let up, but another runner charging hard on the outside past Hogan a yard before he finished, thus eliminated him from the final. Hogan's great comeback effort was
amen.
Amen. We had someone join.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
We had someone else doing the call.
Yeah, Auntie Dot.
Hey, Auntie Dot.
Hi.
Okay. Sorry, thank you, Pops, for your reading. Let's move on to Ms. Williams.
Okay. I would like to share from Philippians 2, beginning with verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God and the Father. That is to say that Jesus has a name that is above every name, and there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, the chain of sickness, the chain of sorrows, the chain of lack, the chain of need, whatever there is that has a name, the name of Jesus is greater. And if we call that name Jesus, every demon has to flee, and every devil has to go. And we just want to say that there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, we were cut off for a minute. Y'all didn't hear us. You didn't hear baby's last word, did you? Yeah, we got cut off some kind of way.
Amen, still.
Okay. Mrs. Allen.
Ma'am. All right, I'll be coming from Hebrews 13 chapter, the 3rd to the 6th to the 8th verse. Remember the prisoner as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourself are in the body also. Marriage is marriage is honorable among all, and the bed unfouled, but fornicated and adultery fraught with judge. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with each thing as you have, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, those faith follow. Consider the outcome of their conduct. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.
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 For that. I don't know if I said thank you to Mrs. Williams, but thank you for what you said as well regarding Philippians.
Oh, well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
All right. Mother? Would you like to
say? Yes, I want to read from 2 Samuel 20:31-4, but it's a profile of leadership, and I'm going to read the biblical text, okay?
Okay.
First one, in verse 1 and 4, David's last word was humility, a reflection of his life as a man. Rather than a bad confession, God had given David a chance to lead his people, and he did so with excellence. Your leadership style speaks of your character. Your public life is merely a reflection of your private life on this plate. Mm-hmm. It has been said that what you do in the dark will come to the light. David was a true fruit bearer. He allowed his inner witness to reflect both in his worship and his work. As the son of Jesse, it was not an easy road, but David developed the skill that God had placed in him. He never lost sight of his destiny. In spite of the numerous challenges he faced, he was determined, and God blessed him because of his faithfulness. David's name is mentioned in the genealogy of Jesus Christ in Matthew, and Paul in Acts spoke of God's blessing upon David as king. David, the son of Jesse, a man after God's own heart. Jesus' lineage was through David. God elevated David from keeping sheep to keeping order over his kingdom. David was the king of Israel for 40 years. He ruled for 7 years in Hebron and 33 years in Israel. But God raised him up, but it cost David. There was a number of seasons of David's life. Bethlehem, the place of began meaning faithfulness in small things, in First Samuel, which can also be a tribute to God's faith in choosing David even as a ruder shepherd boy, ruddy shepherd boy. David was the anointed of the God of Jacob. He received his anointing from God through the administration of Samuel. When God rejected King Saul, David was the replacement. The prophet Samuel was instructed by God to anoint the new king of Israel. The name God of Jacob is indicated of the 12 tribes of Israel, and it represents God's covenant with Abraham. David referred to himself as the sweetest psalmist of Israel because of his gifts to play the harp so skillful. And amen. That's what I want to read. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Excellent.
Praise Lord.
Thank you for that, Mother. Okay. The last person I have on the list, Auntie Dot, would you like to say something today?
Okay.
Okay. Righty. So that moves us on to our Fick and Shut In. All righty, let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we come to you on this day to pray for our sick family and friends. Your word in John 15:7-8 says that if we abide in you and your words abide in us, we shall ask what we will, and it shall be done for us. So, Heavenly Father, we ask that you give us total healing and total deliverance from our sicknesses, diseases of any kind. We ask you, Father, to give us total restoration. In this, take some scriptures for our ailing ones. 1:21-22. Jesus is the Lord of my life. Sickness and disease have no power over me. I am forgiven and free from sin and guilt. I am dead to sin and alive to righteousness. From Proverbs 12:28, no evil will befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling, for you have given your angels charge over me. They keep me in all my ways. In my pathways is life, healing, and health. Psalms 91:10-11. Then last, from Corinthians 6:19, my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I make a demand on my body to release the right chemicals. My body is in perfect chemical balance. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the next item on the agenda is birthdays. So, do we have any birthdays for the week of the 23rd?
I got a birthday that just happened yesterday. Vanessa's youngest daughter, just the one that used to sing for me sometimes, she just turned. She had a birthday yesterday, so she just turned 17. So,
what's her name?
Dina Carson. Carson.
Dina.
Dina.
Okay.
Yeah, we call her DT.
Any other? I don't have any on my list for this week, so. Okay. Do we have a volunteer to sing the happy birthday song?
I'll sing it.
Okay. Thank you, Loretta.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you, and many more. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And many, many more.
Many more.
Now we're at the point in our agenda where we talk about praises and testimonies. If anyone has anything they would like to share with us this evening.
You have something to share.
Auntie Betty, I would like to share that my grandson got married on yesterday.
Oh.
And it was a beautiful, beautiful wedding. And we had a wonderful
Amen.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
And we just thank God for it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. What's his name?
John Dimon.
So he in the family now?
It's John Dimon, huh?
Amen.
Too late to turn around, huh?
Congratulations. You've earned a new daughter, granddaughter.
Yeah, granddaughter, yes.
Hey, and you got your son too. You got another son now, huh? Grandson.
No, that is my grandson.
Granddaughter.
And I gained a granddaughter.
So you're gonna add it to your family, huh?
Amen.
They already there.
Did you say welcome to the family? Amen. I'm gonna walk away with that. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, Auntie Bed. Is there anything else from anyone else? Okay. Well, let's move on to the next item on our agenda. Do anyone have a poem or would like to sing a song?
I would like to try to sing my song.
Amen, amen.
Here we go.
Amen.
my hand.
Oh,
wow.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hey.
Take my hand. Lead me all and let me stand. I am tired. I am weak. I am worn through the storm.
Through the valley,
day do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for thou is with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Daniel. Okay, Mrs. William, would you mind leading us in a serenity prayer?
Okay. God grant me.
God grant me.
Serenity to accept.
Serenity to accept.
The things that I cannot change.
The things I cannot change.
That I cannot change.
The courage to change.
The courage to change.
Things that I can change.
The things that I can
change.
And the wisdom.
And the wisdom.
And the wisdom.
To know the difference.
To know the difference.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
That concludes our program, and I will turn it over to Loretta to say our closing statement to our audience.
Okay, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nettles family would like to thank you all for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared to help us through our week. Remember to put God first in all that you do and wear the full suit of armor for protection, from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, and knowing that God got your back. Amen?
Amen.
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 Welcome
Amen.
Back.
Everybody
William,
be blessed out there.
Reverend Allen, welcome back. And we thank you for the words that were shared tonight. Next week will be an open session, so come prepared to share some good news. May God continue to bless us all. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Love everybody. Everybody be blessed.
Thank Bye-bye. You.
Amen.
Good night. Good night. Love you. Thank you for listening to the Netherlands Family Weekly Prayer Service. May God bless you all, and good night.